Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. And if y'all can see me right now, I'm flexing my muscles. not my arm muscles, my mind muscle. All right, get it right, y'all. I hope everybody's doing great today. So y'all, I finally feel recovered from the Hawaii trip. It was one of those trips where we were here, we were there, we did this, we did that. We never got a moment to really actually rest until we went back to the hotel that night. Right? And it was just always, we're always just on the go. And so finally this week, I started feeling like a little bit relaxed and a little bit more recovered from the trip. So things is getting better for me. But y'all, just to go a little bit deeper about who I used to be, the way I used to feel about myself in life, just so y'all can understand the perspective, right? I used to have a negative thought pattern. I used to always think very negative about every scenario, every environment, every person I would encounter. I would find a way to think negative about them and to think one day that person's loyalty is going to diminish. Even the relationships I was in with women, same thing. I thought that somehow in some way the loyalty is going to deteriorate. And so because I thought that way, everything around me was usually negative. I used to think no one loved me. I used to think I failed at life. No education, which I have a high school diploma, but I have really no college education, right? I do have a degree of life now. I have a degree in life, a master's in life, but I used to feel I felt that light because I didn't have the big house, the mansion, the three cars. I used to think no one would ever take me serious. Oh, who is James? He's nobody. No one listens to him. I used to think I was not smart. My IQ was low. I used to think all these negative things about myself. I had a negative thought pattern about myself and how I view life. And let me say this to get this out of the way. If you have a negative thought pattern, everything you think of is going to be negative. This is a perfect segue into today's podcast episode. The name of it is just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. And if you did not catch Mindset Change Monday's episode, go check it out. It's called The World is a Tough Place to Live. We live in a very tough, negative world. So that podcast has definitely give you some nuggets on how to get through life and make life easier for you. But anyways, back to today's episode. Life was always so negative for me because I made it negative. Your thoughts are automatic, no matter what. Whether your thoughts are positive or negative, they're automatic. They just come through your mind. And as they come through your mind, either two things happen. When negative thoughts happen, either they come from your mind to your eyes, you see negativity, or they come through your mouth, you speak negativity. Have you ever heard someone say something like, "I ain't shit"? Well, because they said that, their mind, their negative thought pattern told them that, they seen that, they spoke that, so guess what type of lifestyle they live? A "I ain't shit" lifestyle, right? And we all know when you feel negative about yourself, how can you feel like someone can save you or have a savior when you feel like you're already counted out because your life is crap? Let me let you in on a secret, just in case you didn't notice. The quality of your thinking dictates the quality of your life. Words are very powerful. Words that build you up, they'll tear you down, and they'll start a fire in your heart. And yes, that is a Christian song. Just so you know, it is a Christian song. But the way we think dictates the quality of how we live, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about others around us. And I think this is why a lot of us struggle, and I don't think I know this, this is why a lot of us struggle, because we cannot get past our negative thoughts. There's no way around it. You may be having fun in the moment. I've done it. Everything feels great. I'm having fun. I'm hanging out with the homies. We're playing Madden. Everything is just going great. And all of a sudden, in the midst of a great moment, a negative thought just kills everything. See where I'm going with this? And let me ask y'all a question just to make sure y'all are engaged. Is this you? Do you think no one loves you? Do you think you failed at life? Do you think you're not smart because you don't have a college education? Because if you think these things, or you think any type of negative thought, this is you. But I'm here to tell you, just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. We think a lot of things, right? And what's crazy is that how we think these negative things about ourselves and people around us and in the environment, but we never think on the positive things and take action on the positive things. Like, how about thinking, I'm a great person. I'm worthy of a better lifestyle. I can go to school and get a degree to make more money, to buy a bigger house, to give my kids and my family a better life. See, we don't act on those thoughts. We shoot those down and say, they're not possible for me. No one set me up with the college fund to go to college, right? I don't have the time to go to college. You don't know my life. These are all the things we say to deteriorate us from moving forward. It happens all the time. Your negative thoughts doesn't mean your environment has to be negative. It doesn't mean that at all. But we take those negative thoughts and we make everything negative. Drinking my tea, y'all. I'm drinking ashwagandha. It's very, very great for stress relief. And also there's some benefits of what they say, weight loss or some type of weight management, however you see it. But it just makes me feel really calm. So I drink it. You know, it helps my thoughts. It does. It keeps me calm. I don't overthink. But back to what I was saying. Your negative thoughts doesn't mean you have to create a negative environment. But we do that automatically. We just do it. The majority of us think about the worst things or the worst that is going to happen or can happen. And that, my friend, is called anxiety. That's why a lot of us struggle with mental health. We have anxiety thoughts. We have anxiety because of our thoughts. Our thoughts tell us my heart's racing too fast. What do? We believe it. Oh gosh, I'm sweating. Why can't I get my sweat under control? It's anxiety. And so guess what? When you can't control your sweating, you feel like your heart is palpitating. Now you go into this full anxiety attack and you make yourself feel like you're on your deathbed. You make yourself feel like you're about to die. That's what an anxiety attack is. It stems from the way we think. I used to struggle with anxiety attacks when I was younger. I got to a point to realize, like, wait a minute. My heart feels like it's beating fast, but it's not. My mind is telling me that. wait a minute, my palms are super sweaty and I'm sweating, but that's not really anxiety. It's just because I feel all these little small symptoms, I think I'm having an anxiety attack. And when you think it, it happens, right? But again, just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. But as human beings, our worst enemy is our negative thoughts. Negative thinking is caused by fear, right? Fear, my definition of fear, is a false illusion appearing real. It's not real. It's fake. It's bogus. It's phony. You can't touch fear. You can't see fear. Although you may have some symptoms of what fear may feel like for you, like anxiety, but it's not real. There was a lady that I was listening to a while back, and she says, be very careful about fear and excitement, because fear can feel like excitement, and excitement can feel like fear. It's kind of like when we went to Six Flags. Was these roller coasters, and I mean these roller coasters are huge, and I was like, I'm gonna get on that. So I was a little fearful, but at the same time I was excited, like, yeah, come on, adrenaline rush, I'm waiting for you. This is what I live for. I love the adrenaline. It's like my own little high. And so as I'm getting on the ride, yeah, I'm a little fearful, but at the end of the day I want to have fun on the ride. So as soon as the ride takes off, I go from being fearful to being excited in the moment, and like, oh God, you are really, really feeling your adrenaline rush that you want to feel, and you're getting over it because I'm doing something that excites me, because adrenaline. But we're not supposed to be fearful people. We're not. That's not how God built us to be, or we should be. Although we may feel like that, right? So don't be fearful. Take the fear out of your heart. Take the fear out of your mind. Take the fear out of your eyes. It's all an illusion. So you want to understand how to overcome negative thoughts? Number one, don't be fearful. Number two, don't think fearful. But where we go wrong at is that we allow our thoughts to overtake us and take us to Never Neverland. I joke a little bit, right? But we allow our thoughts to take us somewhere on an adventure, and sometimes we don't come back. That's what depression is. That means we've thought about a scenario, and it's a negative scenario, and we thought about it so much to now put us in a depressive state of mind. We should be fearless. We should think fearless. Be fearless and act fearless. But let me say, when you act fearless, you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. Act fearless with common sense, right? When I say act fearless, I don't mean go out and think that you're Mr. Tough Guy and that you can box with Mike Tyson in the ring. I don't mean that type of act fearless. I mean act fearless in life as you going to get an education, where you don't let I don't have enough money impact you, where you don't let I don't have enough time stand in the way. That's fear when those things happen, right? Everybody is limited on time. We all have 24 hours in a day. But what matters is what you do with your 24 hours. I can't tell you what to do with your 24 hours. I can only determine what I do in my 24 hours. But there is time. You can make time. Negative thoughts make you a negative person. Let me say that again just to make sure you understand that. Negative thoughts make you a negative person. So some of you, if you struggle with no one like me. Why does everywhere I go, people give me the eye? It's because your negativity comes in a room 10 minutes before you arrive. People can feel that. People can see that. Some of us have special gifts. Some of us can see right through you, and some of us can feel your negative vibe. So if you're a negative person, you're not tricking anyone. I don't want you to think I'm being critical of you. As your coach, your mindset motivation coach, I'm being honest with you, which is probably what someone hasn't did in a long time. And so I'm here to tell you that if you have negative thoughts, it's going to make you a negative person. How do you change that? Think positive. Think about the good things that you've achieved. Think about the things that can go wrong, go right, versus what go wrong. Right? But we're so quick to auto default to what's going to go wrong, we overlook what can go right. In the Bible, 2 Timothy 1:17, here's a scripture for you, says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." The power to change your thoughts, the power to love yourself, and the power to have self-control and control your negative thoughts, and take a negative thought and turn it into a positive thought. My favorite mantra that I live by my whole career at work is negative, positive thoughts produce positive results. If you think positive, positive things are going to happen. If you think negative, negative things are going to happen. So let me ask you a question. Is this you? Just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all 19 minutes and 22 seconds. I appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do so. When you hit the subscribe button, when a brand new one drops, you get an alert saying there's a new podcast. My podcast, brand new episodes are released on Mondays and Fridays. Just want to let y'all know that. Make sure you leave comments. I always put a question in the body of the podcast episode. So if you're interested, when you go listen to a podcast of mine, if you scroll down to the body, there's going to be a little question. You click on the button and you can answer yes or no, if this is you or not you. So that's a way you can stay engaged, and that's a way you can make sure that you're following the podcast. You've got to follow me Mondays and Fridays, y'all, if you really want me to help you rewire the way you think. You can't listen to me Monday, dish me on Friday, and then try to come back Monday again. This has got to be a consistent pattern for you. Or for some of you, if you really want to change your thinking, I've done 40 plus episodes. Go find one, listen to one every single day. It's going to help you. It's going to help you be successful in this world. Success equals a bigger bank account the majority of the time. All right. I'm not hard to find, y'all. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you are struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself and someone else, please don't hesitate to call 988. That is the suicide prevention hotline. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what you're doing, y'all. Peace.